Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we're grateful and thank you so much for the wonderful things that Jesus did for us on the cross. We're so grateful that Jesus came and bore our sickness, removed our disease, bore our pain, and gave us all power over the enemy, and then gave us all spiritual blessings, and gave us everything we need to walk in the abundant life. It's all ours. Father, help us today to reveal to the people the truth of what we can do as the enemy tries to beat up on us. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your word, which is forever settled in heaven. And we're your children. We're on your side. Reveal these wonderful things to us and bless the word today as it goes out in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that we've been talking about you possess what you confess, now you need to start listening to what you say. I have entire teachings on the tongue. Now when I say the tongue, I'm not talking about speaking in an unknown tongue. I'm talking about speaking in the language that you normally talk in every day. You need to learn to get hold of that tongue before you even think about talking in tongues. But most people never learn to obey God's word. And as you learn to obey His word, He will give you great and mighty things. He'll give you great and wonderful revelation about His word. Now then, as we talk about the power of our confession, I don't know why it is that so many people in the church do not believe these mighty promises. But first of all, any Christian that gets sick, the first thing they need to do is look and check their life to see where their sin is. The Word of God clearly says that if you do not sin, the enemy cannot touch you. The Lord says you will have no sickness and no disease if you don't sin. I mean, it's all over the book. It's under the Old Covenant. It's under the New Covenant. It is written, I will take all sickness and disease away from you, and you will have none. I mean, at least four times in the Old Testament, He made that statement, probably many more times than that. But He told us under the law that if we'd be obedient and do everything He promised, everything He told us to do, that we would have no sickness and disease, none. He said He would take it all away from us. Then He tells us in the New Testament, if we'll be obedient to do what He says, and that all these things that He wrote in the Old Testament are for us in the New Testament. So all we've got to do is believe Him, receive Him as Lord and Savior. He'll wash away all of our past sins. And then He says, now from this moment on, go and sin no more. And He said, when you become my child, you're not supposed to sin at all. So we have believed that we could sin and He would just forgive those sins and it would press on. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says we are to go once we get saved and sin no more. So if we get saved and we get ourselves cleaned up and start walking in obedience to the Word, and if somewhere along the line we get off into unbelief and doubt or some kind of sin, and a sickness and disease comes upon your body, which it does to far too many Christians, or you get into unforgiveness or something like that, and you get some demons sent against you, and of course the Scripture clearly teaches that also. But after you repent of your sins, He has provided a way for every sick person in the church to be healed without a doctor. But I don't understand why people don't believe the Word of God. Most people have no knowledge of what they have in their book. This book that they carry to church with them, they either don't read it, or when they read it, they don't believe it. Well, let me tell you, if you don't believe it, then that's a sin, and it won't work for you. God is a faith God, and He demands that you believe what He wrote in this magnificent book. And I've come to realize a whole bunch of this book is not hard to understand at all. It's very, very, very easy to understand a lot of the Scripture. And this is one I'm going to tell you. In James 5, this goes to show you the power of your confession and acting on the Word of God. If you are sick and you do have a problem and you are a Christian, this is a promise God has made in His Word for every one of us. In James 5:14, He says, is any one among you sick? Now, who does that include? Well, if you read the Word of God like I read it, is anyone among you sick? It sounds to me like he's talking about anyone. That's very easy to understand. Is anyone among you sick? Well, he tells you what to do. He says, let him, of course that would be her also, let him or her call for the elders of the church. Well, who are the elders? The men that are supposedly have gotten enough knowledge and wisdom over the years of studying the Word of God that they know who God is and that they have His Word hidden in their heart and they believe it. But it's unfortunate that a lot of churches don't have any elders, or not at least men that believe the Word. But I'm just going by what's written. He says, is any sick among you, James 5:14, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, he did say here, the prayer of faith. There's a big difference between a prayer of unbelief and a prayer of faith. Now, a prayer of unbelief would be something like this. Oh, God, we don't know what you're going to do here, but we're going to lay hands on brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, and if it be your will, we would love for you to heal them. Let me tell you, there's nothing going to happen when you do it like that. This is the way you would do it. You would show this scripture in James 5:14 and 15 to the individual. Then you would have them, after they read this and believe this, you would have them ask you, if you were an elder in the church, to pray the prayer of faith for them and anoint them with oil. So you take some olive oil, your anointing oil, or whatever kind of oil you got. God will honor any kind of oil, but preferably olive oil, virgin olive oil. And you rub a little bit on their forehead. You rub a little bit on their arm or their body or their back or wherever you can. You rub a little bit of oil on them. You might even want to pour a little bit on their hair, on their head, just a little. You don't have to pour a whole bottle on there, but you can if you want to. It won't make any difference. You can anoint them with oil, and then the prayer of faith goes something like this. Father, in Jesus' name, you made us a promise in James 5:14 and 15 that if we would anoint this brother with oil and pray the prayer of faith for him, you would heal him. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I believe you meant what you said. I am rebuking the enemy. I am commanding that devil to leave this brother or this sister, whatever it is you're praying for. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, to send the Holy Ghost to come in there and purge them and cleanse them and make them every whit whole and do a great and mighty work in their life and raise them up off of this bed and make them whole. Now, Lord, thank you. It's done because it's written in your word, and your word is your will. Now, you said that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And you said, and the Lord will raise him up. And you said, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, you said in verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another, or your sins, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And since I know I am the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus done, I'm praying fervently. And I know my prayers are going to be effective. So I believe now with all my heart this brother or this sister is healed because your word proclaims it. Now, Father, I thank you for healing this brother or sister in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And when you pray a prayer of faith like that, you're quoting the Word of God. Jeremiah 1:12 says the Lord watches over His Word and He's ready to perform His Word. Now then, if you quoted His Word to him, you get that person's sins repented of. They confess their faults one to another. But the thing you want to do, you want to make sure you do all of this. You want to make sure they confess their faults one to another. You want to make sure that brother or sister has no grudges, no unforgiveness. They have not been speaking evil about one another. If they're a married man or woman, you want to make sure if it's a woman, she's been submissive to her husband, just like the Word of God says. If they're the man, you want to make sure that man's been loving and being kind and gentle to his wife, and that there's not a conflict there, because the Lord says in His Word, that if a man does not love his wife, and love her like he told them to. And then he said, that will hinder your prayers. And that's exactly what the king meant. That's why I'm saying, you need to make sure that those people's sins are confessed. And they also need to know the reason they are sick is because of some kind of sin. Sin opens the door to the devil, and he comes in. Now then, if that beast comes to you, that devil, one of his demons, comes to you and tries to put some kind of pain or suffering or sickness and disease upon you, and you're walking in obedience to God's word, then you just take the word of God and command that devil to leave, and he will leave. Now then, if you're not walking in obedience to God's word and you have a sin in your life, then you're going to be hard-pressed to get him out. He's not going to leave as long as he has legal right to be there. So make sure that your sins are repented of. Now then, as we've talked here now, so where is your miracle? Just like the Word of God says in Romans 10, it is in your mouth and in your heart. So start saying what you want from God, and he will give it to you. People say, you can't dictate to God what to do. I'm telling you, if God said it in his word and he told you what to do, and you come to him on behalf of his word, he will do exactly what he said in his word. If the Lord tells you, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. So he said, therefore confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. If you do it like that, I guarantee once you've repented of your sins, you will not need a doctor. Jesus will heal you. All you've got to do is believe the Word of God. It's written in your Bible. If this is not written in James 5, 14, 15, and 16, is not in the Bible you use, then you need to throw it away. Because I've read many translations, and every one of them I've ever read, this is in there. If the church would believe this promise, just this one promise, and everybody that's in the church is sick or afflicted, I don't care what you've got. The very first man I saw healed, well, this was in 20 years ago, James 5:14, a man with stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer, and we got him to call us together at Lakeland Baptist Church in Louisville, Texas in 1986, and we prayed the prayer of faith for that man, and about 28 of us deacons, there was no pastor or nothing else there, just a bunch of us deacons, and we anointed him with oil and prayed over him. And he had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer, and that man fully recovered. And that man's still alive and well today. Praise God. The Word of God works. Invite you to give us a call if you'd like to have teachings, entire teachings on these subjects. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And remember, Jesus is Lord.